9 people demonstrating in support of the DREAM Act were arrested yesterday after blocking traffic for several hours in front of the federal building in Los Angeles. 200 immigrant rights protesters marched in a circle on Wilshire Boulevard as motorists were rerouted by the police. The action was the second this week in support of the federal legislation that would provide undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as minors the opportunity to pursue legal status through higher education or service in the military. On Monday, 5 immigrants, 3 of them undocumented, donned caps and gowns as they sat down and refused to leave the Tucson, Arizona office of Senator John McCain. Calling for the passage of the DREAM Act on the anniversary of the Brown v. Board of Education decision, 4 of the protesters were arrested on federal misdemeanor trespassing charges. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detained the 3 undocumented protesters, now facing deportation proceedings starting on June 16th. Dubbed as the DREAM Act 5, Mohammed Abdullahi, Yahaira Carrillo, Tanya Unzueta, Raul Alcaraz, and Lisbeth Mateo sought to draw attention to the federal legislation. While Senator McCain has sponsored the DREAM Act in the past, he has not fully supported it this year as he faces a tough primary election challenge. A spokeswoman for Senator McCain said that the protesters, quote, have a right to peacefully protest in the senator's office and that the senator understands the students' frustrations. However, she added that protesters, quote, should focus their efforts on the president and the Democrats that control the agenda in Congress. My guest is Lisbeth Mateo. She's one of the DREAM Act 5. She's also the co-chair and co-founder of Dream Team LA. Welcome to Uprising.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, Lisbeth, you are among those of the 5 facing deportation proceedings yourself?
Yes, I am one of the 3 who are facing deportation.
So 3 out of the 5 are undocumented, the 5 who sat down at Senator McCain's office. Why did you take such an enormous personal risk?
Well, you know, all of us have been working on the DREAM Act for several years. We've done it all, the petitions, the lobby visits, you know, the symbolic aggregation, really everything. And it hasn't worked. Personally, working on the DREAM Act for about 7 years. And we've all gotten to a point where, you know, we're willing to really make, you know, a huge sacrifice or, you know, put our lives in this country on the line to make the DREAM Act reality before the end of the school year. And the reason we did that was because throughout the years we met a lot of students who have lost hope, who no longer believe that the DREAM Act would be possible, who no longer believe in, you know, not only, I think they still believe in value education, they definitely do, but they don't see sometimes the point of going to school if they're not going to be able to use a degree. And I graduated a couple of years ago. I have a degree, and, you know, I can't really use it. So I think it's out of frustration, but also out of love for our communities that we're willing to take the step and risk everything.
Can you explain a little bit more in detail, and also if you can project into the phone, your voice is a little bit muffled, if you can explain in a little bit more detail exactly what the DREAM Act does entail. So it's specifically aimed, I understand, to undocumented immigrants who were brought, presumably by their parents, into this country when they were minors, so, you know, had no control over necessarily what was being done to them. Exactly what does this DREAM Act mean?
Yeah, the DREAM Act is a piece of legislation that has a lot of bipartisan support. It was first introduced in 2001.
Introduced in 2001?
Youth who came to this country before the age of 16 have good moral character, have good grades, and are willing to complete at least 2 years of college education or join the military. Those are the 2 options. Of course, you know, as students, we value education and we recommend students to go to college, and that's what we're fighting for. The military part is just an option. It's not a requirement per se. And so that's basically what the DREAM Act would do. And you're right, you know, a lot of students were brought to this country when they were, you know, minors, when they were 2-3 months old, so they really have no memory of any other country. This is really our country. This is all we know. And, you know, that's what we're willing to work to make the Dream Act a reality, you know, in the next couple of months. And that's what we're willing to sacrifice.
Lisbeth, I'm wondering if you can go to a location where your reception is better. Unfortunately, it's very hard to understand you. If you can also reflect on the history of the Dream Act. Now, I understand it's been a proposed legislation for quite a while. How long has it been a proposed piece of legislation, and how has its support changed over the years? Has support fallen away over the past year because of the increased scapegoating of immigrants as the economy has further worsened?
I hope that my reception is better.
Much better.
Sorry about that. So the Dream Act was first introduced in 2001, like I said. You know, throughout the years, it has received a lot of support. In the last couple of years, immigrant youth have organized all over the country. There's actually a national network of different organizations that are youth-led, documented youth-led, and you know, they're all working on the Dream Act. We've been able to get a lot of support, not only from legislators, from a lot of community organizations in different, you know, schools, different universities, like UCLA, Harvard, UC Berkeley. They've all come out in support. The presidents have come out in support of the Dream Act. We've had the support of corporations like Microsoft, the College Board, you know, all these other big, like, names, big organizations that see the value of the Dream Act and that are willing to help and to, you know, push for it to make a reality as soon as possible. So we've had, you know, definitely we've seen a lot more support for the Dream Act.
What about the support of Senator McCain? Why specifically was he a focus? And did it have anything to do with the fact that his state has just passed the most severe anti-immigrant law in the country?
Well, it was a combination of both. You know, in 2007, Senator McCain was a supporter of the Dream Act. But 15 minutes before the vote, he decided to leave. So, you know, he consciously made the decision to leave the Senate floor 15 minutes before the vote because he knew he was going to be running for the presidential election. Now, we know that this is an election year, again. And so he's in a way playing politics with the life, and he's trying to get a more anti-immigrant stance. We know that he supports the Dream Act. He told a group of students in Washington D.C. the day after our action that he does support the Dream Act, but you know he's not willing to co-sponsor. So we came to Senator McCain's office to you know ask him to co-sponsor the Dream Act, but more than that, to be a champion, to be a leader, a leader that you know the Arizona community needs. Not only because there's such anti-immigrant laws being passed in the state, but because, you know, the youth in this in the state and the youth in the country still see Senator McCain as a leader in the Senate and in Congress. And but, you know, he's not the only one. We are also looking at other senators to be leaders, you know, to take a stance, to have some courage and make sure that they can move this, the Dream Act out of committee and pass it before the end of June.
Lisbeth Mateo, you are the co-founder of Dream Team LA. You're also one of the Dream Team 5, as they're being called, the 5 who did a sit-in at McCain's office earlier this week and were arrested. What do you make of some of the media coverage of your actions? Has it been enough media coverage and of the coverage that you have gotten, for example, on the New York Times, do you think that they are casting a sympathetic light on your actions?
You know, yeah, we've had a lot of media coverage. For the most part, has been really, I think, really good. It definitely helps with what we're trying to do. It's not really about what we did. It's not really about our action. It's not about us as individuals. But what we're trying to do and what we still want to do is, you know, make sure that people see the urgency, make sure that Congress sees the urgency of passing the Dream Act and where our movement is going, because this is just, you know, this is just the beginning. We're 5 But we know that, you know, in our conversations with other undocumented youth, they're willing to risk everything. They're willing to put themselves in situations in which they might be, you know, they could potentially be detained in the deportation proceedings. So a lot of people are at that point where they're going to take the very bold moves and very, you know, very risky moves. So I think it's just sort of a reflection of where our movement is going. And I think that's important to highlight, that it's not about us. What we try to do is pass the DREAM Act as a standalone bill before the end of June, because we do believe that could happen. And that's what we're trying to do. And we continue to work on that. And you know, we'll continue to make whatever efforts are needed to make sure that the DREAM Act passes as a standalone before the end of June.
And on the issue of media coverage, I want to mention that the New York Times did have an op-ed a couple of days ago entitled Courage in Arizona, where it compared the students, Elizabeth, like yourself and others who did the sit-in to pass the DREAM Act, to young people sitting at lunch counters, young Black Americans sitting at lunch counters and, quote, aboard buses across the South, who helped galvanize the movement for civil rights and to awaken more powerful elders to justice. That's quite a powerful comparison there. And it's also to be noted that your action is the first time that students have directly risked deportation in order to persuade lawmakers to pass a legislation that would directly affect their lives. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. It is the first time ever in which undocumented youth take a stance of this magnitude and risk deportation. We know that there has been other actions throughout the state that have come after what we've done. There's students doing hunger strikes. There are students who blocked traffic in Westwood, blocked an entire intersection in Westwood yesterday. I know there were 7 students who sent in Senator Feinstein's office in San Francisco and were arrested. So, you know, these are actions that will only replicate themselves. I think, like I said, you know, students are willing and are ready to take a stance, to leave fear aside, and to, you know, to take actions, very, you know, peaceful acts of resistance to make sure that we can create, you know, that sort of, or actually not so much create, but highlight the moral crisis that our communities are facing, the moral crisis that undocumented youth in this country are facing, and that could be solved if we, you know, if Congress decides to pass the DREAM Act as a standalone bill, and that could really happen. But again, we're running out of time, and that's why I think, you know, a lot of youth are desperate and are willing to make such bold.
Now, you've mentioned several times that the DREAM Act needs to be passed by Congress as a standalone bill. I'm assuming you mean instead of being part of a comprehensive immigration legislation. Why separate it from any piece of comprehensive legislation?
Well, the DREAM Act is part of the comprehensive immigration reform bill that was introduced in the House, but we're still waiting for a bill in the Senate. There is no such bill. So far, the DREAM Act in the Senate is by itself as a standalone bill. We know that if an immigration reform bill or package were to be introduced in the Senate, it will also be part of it. But we're waiting for a long time. Senators keep telling us next month, you know, they keep giving us deadlines for introducing the bill. But I believe that it's not a reality anymore. We're really running out of time. We have pretty much until the end of June to pass anything, whether it be comprehensive immigration reform or the DREAM Act. The reality is that confirmation hearings are coming up. Recess is coming up. It's an election year. Politicians are not going to be willing to touch anything that's controversial. And frankly speaking, immigration reform is a controversial issue. And then after November, we don't know how much time we'll really have to pass anything. So the ideal thing would be to pass it before June. And with that, a Senate bill, I don't see it as part of immigration reform. I don't see the DREAM Act as part of immigration reform. I see it as a standalone bill.
Finally, Elizabeth, tell us about the action yesterday in Los Angeles in front of the federal building in Westwood. How well attended was that demonstration, and will we see more such actions take place in the coming days and weeks?
You know, I don't know the exact number of people attended. I've seen pictures, but and it seems like it was a really good crowd. I know nine students were detained. You know, all of them citizens, and it was in a way as a response to what we did or action on Monday. But most importantly, it was to demand for the Dream Act as a standalone bill, and to urge Senator Feinstein to be a champion. She's part of the Judiciary Committee, and she has the power to start moving the Dream Act out of committee and bring it up to the floor for a vote in the upcoming weeks. So whether there will be more action similar to this, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I know, like I said, in conversations with undocumented youth that I've met throughout the years, it seems like, you know, our movement is going in that direction. Like I said, there's hunger strikes already happening. I know there's other actions being planned for next week. I don't know whether they're planning to block traffic or anything like that. I think it's been sort of hectic in the last couple of days for myself and for the other students who got arrested. But
well, Lizbeth, I want to thank you very much for joining us today, and best of luck to you, particularly in the proceedings that maybe started against you in mid-June. Best of luck to you and the other students.
Thanks.
Lizbeth Mateo is the co-chair and co-founder of Dream Team LA. She's one of the Dream Team five demonstrators who did a sit-in at John McCain's office earlier this week. Three of the five, including Lizbeth, face potential deportation proceedings starting in mid-June. It's the first time that undocumented students have risked deportation to urge the passage of what's called the Dream Act. You can find out more about this online at thedreamiscoming.com. That's thedreamiscoming.com.